Well, it's a busy day here in the Corner Lounge, and we are very pleased to welcome for her first visit to 106.1 The Corner, Jill Sobule. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm kind of geeked out right now, I admit. I've been a fan for a long time.
I know. I saw all the records you had of mine.
I'm going to be bothersome and ask you to sign all of them for the collection.
I'm so happy. I'm a geek.
That's
somehow
great.
My fans are geeks.
Right. It just so happens, doesn't it?
It's really funny.
Yes. Well, welcome to Charlottesville. I presume you've been here before over the years. Do you recall?
I think I've been here, but sometimes it all kind of blends in. But this is a gorgeous little town, I must say.
Absolutely. Tons of history, lots of outdoors and hiking, great music town. You'll love it here.
And it looks great from the van and then into the station, into the venue.
Mm-hmm.
And what the shame is, I wish next time I'd like to do a tour where I go to a show, and then I have 2 days to just hang out and see a place.
Right. And you've been at this for a while now, but you have some new innovative things going. I want to talk about the website and the fan funding at jillsnextrecord.com. But first, why don't we do a song, and then we'll talk a little bit about the new album.
I'm going to try a song on you. Did you remember who Bobby Gentry was?
Sure.
She did the Ode to Billy Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
Those, you know.
This is like, what, 60s, 70s era?
Yeah. You know, I just bought a turntable recently.
Okay.
About a year ago. And I got all these, you know, every week I go and get great old records. And I was obsessed with this Bobby Gentry. And I went online and she's disappeared.
Huh.
And she just doesn't want to be found. And,
okay.
You know, and it wasn't, she was still at the pinnacle of her career.
But she is still living?
She's still living, and I've been trying to do some research. I'm a stalker.
Right.
And so here's a song. But so people remember the Ode to Billy Joe, which if you listen to now is the creepiest, weirdest, but very mysterious song.
Well, this is Jill Sobule here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
In the desert where the sun slowly cures deep brown, she's got a little shack, a pickup truck parked out on the edge of town. It's just what I remember. No one knows where she'd be. Maybe she's in heaven passing black eyed peas. Where is Bobby Gentry? Gentry up in Alaska, Hollywood, or maybe in Japan. I bet that she's still beautiful, goes barefoot everywhere she can. Does she still play guitar or write a song or two? Maybe that was over, she's got better things to do. Bobby Gentry, where is Bobby Gentry? If I could just find you, I would love you, then I'd leave you alone. If I could just find you, I would love you, then I'd leave you alone. In 1967, Bobby made it on the Billboard charts. Then 10 years later, disappeared and broke everybody's heart. Did she ever go to Choctaw? Ever go back on that ridge? Well, I was the baby who was thrown off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I was the baby who was thrown off the Tallahatchie. Where is Bobby Gentry? BOBBIEGENTRY. Where is Bobby Gentry?
This is 106.1 The Corner, live in the Corner Lounge today with Jill Sobule playing tonight with Aaron McKeown at the Southern, the former Gravity Lounge, now reopened as the Southern in Charlottesville. And welcome. We're so excited for this concert tonight.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Nice. And congratulations on California Years, the new album, which was kind of entirely fan-funded,
100% right? 100% fan-funded. And I'll brag, I'm being touted as a new model.
That's great.
Not that I am the first one, but it was, I put out jillsnextrecord.com about a year and a half ago and had different levels. It wasn't just give me money to do my record.
Right.
Different levels of donation for different gifts and services, for instance, being the liner notes. I'll write you a theme song.
Right.
I'll play your house.
Right.
And that my favorite one was Weapons Grade Plutonium, which was a total joke. $10,000 to sing on my record. And a woman from the UK did it.
Really?
Yes.
So she's actually on the record and archived forever.
She is.
That's awesome.
And she did a really good job.
Well, that's fantastic.
Well, it's fantastic. I think before, the model was either a musician or artist, either becomes super famous and goes gold, or else they get dropped and they're really poor. You know, there wasn't that middle ground.
Right.
And now an artist can sell, you know, if you own the means of production, Pinko Records is my record company.
Okay, Pinko Records.
You know, that you don't have to sell 100,000 to records. And there seems to be, in a way, an old-timey, with new technology, you can be a troubadour again in a way.
And make a living at it.
And make a living.
It almost sidesteps, the record label and even the radio model, you know? I mean, you can kind of do your thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, to get my song played on, when I had, you know, the K-Rock hits. Well, you know, whatever the big
songs.
I mean, people out there don't know that cost could cost $100,000 to get on the radio. And who has that?
Right.
And I don't think anyone does anymore unless you're at the very, you know, top 10. Like with you, it was just easy. I just, you know, gave you $10.
Right.
You know, and it was really great.
Now I can eat dinner tonight and Jill gets a little airtime. So perfect. We're just kidding. It's Jill Sobule.
Oh my gosh,
here.
I could get you
$10. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Oh yeah, $10. That is, what a cheap.
It doesn't cost much to get a hit on the corner, I'll tell you that. Oh my. Well, it's Jill Sobule here at 106.1 The Corner. We are in the Corner Lounge. She's playing with Aaron McKeown tonight at the Southern in Charlottesville. Let's do another live song here. What do you have cooked up next?
I don't have anything cooked up, but you said you wanted to hear one of my older songs.
Yeah, well, you know, just from when I first discovered you was the self-titled album, which wasn't even your first album.
Right.
But the self-titled in 1995, and I've just always really liked the song Karen by Night in particular.
Yes, and this was when I moved from Denver to New York City, and I worked at, do you know where Barney's Department Store?
Oh,
it's
heard,
a fancy.
Yeah, it's been around forever, hasn't it?
Yeah, I sold shoes, and I sold shoes to Barbara Streisand and Cher.
No.
I've got stories, but here was my boss. It's a song about our boss. Karen, she's my boss at the shoe store. We sell to the rich on Madison Avenue. Coming late from Brooklyn on the F train, Karen says, honey, make this your last time. But we like her. She's firm but approachable. Dresses in style, pretty conservative. We ask her, hey, come out with us after work. Karen, she always declines. And we talk about Karen by night. Imagine she must lead a very dull life with just a cat or a book by her side. Know her by day, but we don't know Karen by night. In the stockroom searching for a 9B, I overheard Karen whisper on the phone. She said, meet me at the club, there's a shipment coming in, and I can't pull this one off alone. Well, I didn't know what to think. Was my mom playing tricks? Was the mall to this Karen? Then realize I had to know, so I followed her home. I could not believe my eyes. Then I saw Karen by night. out under the moonlight, takes off her Chanel and she hops on a bike, looking like young Marlon Brando, Karen by night. I saw leaning on the bar with a drink in hand and cigarette dangling from her bright red lips. She looked like she was looking for someone, like she was looking for a fight. The young blonde Bluck walked in, grabbed her by the collar, kissed him hard on the mouth and slapped him on the cheek. And I thought she spied me the corner of her eye, so ran outside. But all night, all I could think about was Karen by night. La 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 la. In the stock room. Oh, I messed that up. Let me start the third verse of then. So I came back, and I was in the stock room, and Karen said, "Where were you?" And I'm messing up the third verse, so I'm going to talk about it. Is that okay? So what happens is that she knew that I was following her, and so she said, "Where were you last night?" Karen by night. The leather comes out under the moonlight, takes off a Chanel and she hops on a bike, looking like young Marlon Brando, looking like young Marlon Brando. Wish I could be more like Karen by night. Looking like young Marlon Brando. Not like the old fat Marlon Brando in Apocalypse Now. Karen by night. God, I'm really sorry. I mean, you should never drop acid before you do radio. It just started kicking in.
Right. It's Jill Sobule here.
Did you like my just telling you what the third verse
right.
was about?
Right. I mean, you know, you got to the idea behind it right there.
I had
That's
a brain
fine.
Fade.
Yeah. Well, has it been a while since you played Karen by Night? Or is
no,
that,
I played no? it like 2 days ago.
Oh. Here, I thought I found like a deep track from the collection
no, actually,
or something.
It's been a while.
Yeah, okay, good, good. It's Jill Sobule here in the Corner Lounge for 106.1 The Corner. That song, like we said, came off of the 1995 self-titled album, which also had that supermodel song that was in Clueless. Yeah, on the soundtrack. That was a pretty good hit, and I'm sure there are stories about that. But I want to ask about I Kissed a Girl.
Oh, there's so much to say.
Because, you know, when I first heard the Katy Perry song, well, first I thought it was a cover song.
Yeah, you know, at first it was a little irritating. Mostly it was irritating because people kept saying, you know, are you mad? Are you getting, mm-hmm. you know, what is this? And then you would hear something like she'd say, oh, she thought about it, the title In a Dream. Which, mm-hmm. no, she didn't, you know, she wrote right. it with pro writers. But the thing was, it's so, you never want to say anything bad about another artist.
Right,
so
sure.
I was like, you know, well, cool. But then a friend had a website, a literary website called rumpus.net, which is fantastic.
Right, it's, okay.
And we were joking about it. And I go, you know, I think people just want me to say, you know, she's a title thieving slut.
Right.
You know, but I went way overboard, and I had this really like stream of, you know, cuss words and one thing just over the top. Obviously, I thought it was like so tongue in cheek.
Right.
So all of a sudden, the next week, I get this on Perez Hilton and People Magazine. All these,
oh.
you know, that I'm this angry, bitter person, and that I'm having a feud with Katy Perry,
right.
and I'm getting like tons and tons. I got about 500. Nasty emails from 13-year-old girls
who
were so mad at me.
I didn't hear about any of this.
Oh my gosh, it was a nightmare. Because you know, I'm not the kind that would that I don't watch the reality shows or read gossip.
Right.
I like gossip, but from like 50 years ago, Hollywood.
Okay,
you know?
sure.
What Betty Davis did. So it was, but it was an amazing experience, I must say. But you know, there was 10 of the most vocal girls. And I Facebooked them back, and now they're my Facebook friends.
Oh, wow.
And kind of fans, because they didn't expect to hear from me.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's my experience with that. But I also think back then, Kissed a Girl was really, there was nothing like it.
Like
it was
it.
The first song to deal with that kind of issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was, you know, I hopefully it was a way using humor to be empowered, but it wasn't as maybe Girls Gone Wild as the
right.
new, you know, as a newer thing. But, you know, I think whatever song helps, you know, I've gotten so many people saying to me, you know, I was in Alabama, I was in Charlotte, you mm-hmm. know, when I was in seventh grade and that song
right.
made me feel better. You
sure.
know, that
relatable.
And so if the new one does the same thing, then more power to it.
It's Jill Sobule here in the Corner Lounge today for 106.1 The Corner. I'm a Facebook friend of yours.
Oh, yes.
And I remember reading that you had been at the Obama rallies in Denver, right? You were at the stadium?
Right, I performed at some
I thought
things.
You'd, yeah. Did you actually work for his campaign, though, or you just kind of played?
No, but early on, I played some benefit shows.
Mm-hmm.
So when people didn't think he had a chance in hell.
Yeah.
So
yeah, right.
That was pretty. So I have shaken his hand.
Oh, very neat.
That's right.
Yeah. I like keeping up with your status updates and some of the online content. And I think, you know, you've definitely got a new model, like you were saying, with the fans here.
Well, that's what I mean. It's was it 1,000 fan? There was a editorial saying, if you have 1,000 fans or more, you can actually make a living.
Huh.
So if you
How
go directly
you
to them,
yeah,
I don't even know.
But it's definitely over 1,000, I think.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's fantastic.
Oh, I have a lot more.
I have a lot of friends. Jill Sobule in the Corner Lounge today on 106.1 The Corner. Do you want to do one more song for us here today?
Let's see what we want to do. All right. I'm going to do a song that is not on the record.
Okay.
Should I do one that's on the record since people don't?
Artist choice.
Yeah, here's this new song.
Okay.
And it's a love song about the end of the world.
Ah, and it's not on the record.
It is on the record.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Because now I live in L.A., and every time I see the Hollywood sign, I think of Charlton Heston in Earthquake. You know, I know the big one's going to come, but what can you do?
Head back to Denver before that happens,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. Jill Sobule is here. She's at the Southern tonight, and this is the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner.
And this is called The Good Life, and I'd like you to sing the chorus with me after you hear the first one.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a gang vocal thing, so it doesn't matter if you suck.
Right.
Tomorrow the ground may shake. Like they said it was bound to happen one day, and the Hollywood sign will fall, the final call. Well, don't you fret and don't be blue. You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good life. Tomorrow we could all be gone. When the Russian gangsters sell the bomb and the waves come roaring from the sea, 100-foot swells over Venice Beach. Well, don't be scared and take my hand. We'll swim into the promised land. It was a good life. Yeah. It was a good life. It was a good life. One more time. It was a good life. Tomorrow a tiny cell might grow, and everyone, and it's not the cold, or a hole in the sky will open wide. The aliens land on the 105. If it comes to that, what can we do? You had me and I had you. It was a good life. 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 I said a boom, boom, crash, crash underneath the overpass. Burning buildings, flying glass, a good life. On the day the earth stood still, we won't have to pay our bills. As the mud slides down the hill, a good life. We won't have to make our bed. Break out the booze and like I said, let's have a ball before we're dead. A good life, let the pious rise above. We'll go down in our sweet love. It was a good, good last time, DJ. One, two, three, it was a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. This is it. It was a good, good life. The Brad and Chill Show.
Yes. I was trying to get out of it at the end, the last verse there, but you called me back in. There we go.
You did a great job.
That is a first for the Corner Lounge. I'm usually so careful to turn off my mic and let the artist just take it away, you know?
Now they're all going to ask.
I know. maybe not, though. It's it's Jill Sobule here in the Corner Lounge today. Well, it's a pleasure meeting you as a longtime fan, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you very, very much. It was a joy to be on.